Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
From we uns to you uns.
Y'all have a right smart holiday now. You hear?
Christmas cheer. I said we can't afford the tree. He said love is free. So we trimmed the cactus with my earrings that we'd meant to pawn. There wasn't any snow, but there was rain. He licked me like a candy cane. And then one day he said, I can't stand in your way. It's wrong. Way of what, I asked, but he was gone. It's Christmas. Should we go next, they said. They killed a tree at 97 years and smothered it in lights and silver tears. They all got wrecked, they laughed too loud. I started to feel queasy in the crowd. I got a cab back to my flat and wept a bit and fed the cat. Good morning, midnight. It's Christmas.
Things fall apart. 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Featuring some vintage production by Was, not Was, that was Christina with Things Fall Apart, and that's one of the highlights to the New York label's ZE, or I guess ZE, supposedly first alternative holiday compilation, 1981's A Christmas Record, which is also the original source of the better-known Waitress's song, Christmas Rapping. Christina's full name is Christina Monet Palazzi, and she was the wife of one of the ZE's founders, and she always did like brilliant deadpan no-wave slash cold disco songs that helped inspire part of the electro clash movement in the early 2000s. There's a little bit of like Nico in her as well too. And Things About Paula Part was added onto the re-release of her second and final album, 1984's Sleep It Off, which became the definition of a cult hit since it did not sell at well at all, and Christina retired from music shortly thereafterwards. Though she did guest on a recent Ursula 1000 album. So for this merry Monday evening, you are now tuned into Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here found on UBC's gloriously festooning and not silent at all community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland of British Columbia. For everywhere else, or even Vancouver itself too, you can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be whipping all you elves to work harder at the Toy Factory until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487, and you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So hopefully you've been listening since 6 o'clock. Two great live acts before me. I just caught the tail end of Diane there, just solid stuff. Hopefully there's more stuff like that ahead of my show in the future. Anyways, this week's show will continue a five-year tradition by playing a plethora of non-traditional holiday music. Since the Christmas carols you've been bombarded with in the stores and on other stations seem to dote around the same 30 songs. So, stuff like this, except probably less NASA broadcasts at the same time. So brace yourselves for an alternative Yuletide playlist, like the spiked whiskey you spike your eggnog with. So there's 7 days left before the start of Christmas. And I totally fudged last week the fact that about anything regarding Hanukkah, which ended yesterday. So hopefully those of you who lit your menorahs enjoyed all your latkes and your sufganiyot. Whatever your faith, I hope the season thus far has gone well. As Advent continues, St. Nicholas days passed, and the Krampus didn't dispense karmic justice on all the past year's transgressions. So behind me, this is Ebenezer Moog with the B-side to the 1974 single God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. A little late from the main Moog craze from earlier in the decade, but a novelty nonetheless. I may drop the A-side later in the show, but let's get rolling here with this year's Shindig winner, Praying for Greater Portland. And it's the work of Clinton James Sleeper. And if you did go to the Railway Club at all to watch him play any of the three nights he did, he performs primarily on the floor, since that's where he keeps all his pedals. So with his winning prizes, hopefully we'll get to hear what he produces in a recording studio. But he's been posting songs online for quite some time already. And he actually did post a new Christmas song just a few days ago, which I didn't really get a chance to hear yet. So I'm actually going to go back to last year for this Praying for Greater Portland track, which is simply called Christmas 2011, here on Exploding Head Movies.
I was just calling to tell you a story. Last night in the cold in a town on the verge of snow, I walked home and counted leaves on the trees. say to the young trees, good things come.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
with a re-recording of one of their early singles, Zombie Compromise. But in a festive style, that was Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet with Santa's Compromise. Recorded for a Brave New Wave session back in, I think, 91. Because since it appears on a compilation from that year, from that dearly missed CBC radio show. One that, in part, inspired this very show. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet had a banner year, as the surviving members reunited with the bassist from the Sadies for a few shows, one of which I caught in Toronto in a moment of glory I never thought I'd experience in a highlight for me of the year. Part of the reason for the concerts was the start of a re-release of their original three albums onto vinyl. So look up Mammoth Cave Recording Company for the first one, which is Savvy Showstoppers. And in the background, testing all your stereo equipment, this is Juan Garcia Esquivel, the great Mexican band leader from the 1959 album The Merriest of Christmas Pops, of which his half was later re-released in 1996 as Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. This is Sun Valley Ski Run. In my mind, I never play enough Esquivel here, so I'll be dropping a few more tracks here as I blather on. Here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. Also noteworthy this year is the passing of another member of the Bee Gees, and Robin Gibb died this May due to liver and kidney failure from cancer at the age of 62. Gibb for a time was the lead singer for the Bee Gees, this would have been the 60s, but he left briefly for a solo career after feuding with his older brother Barry, who eventually became the lead singer. But Robin later rejoined the act, which also included his twin brother Maurice, who actually died, I think, about 11 years ago now. And that was around the time when their career skyrocketed, thanks to disco and Saturday Night Fever. In 2006, Robin released his album My Favorite Christmas Carols, and from that album, this has come some Christmas Eve, or Halloween.
Take shelter by your side. Now it's strange my train's abandoning you. Run aside, don't cry amongst the queue. Now your fading figure falls from view. It's tearing what some tunnel air can do. What a day for dragons and for dreams. If this was Christmas Eve or Halloween. You are red, sweeter than an apple of bed. You are mine. Oh, now I'm home. Once more my haunted taunted cell to cell. I saw her yesterday and things were fine. She settled with a new man so unkind. Oh, to touch your hand and see your smile. Walk again with you for just 1 mile. It's Halloween and dragons without dreams. But one pink day that blue will turn to green. And you'll be there, waiting with your hands in your head. You mine. Hold on.
from 1967's A Christmas Present and Past, with the ellipsis there. That was Paul Revere and the Raiders with Rain, Sleet, Snow. Two of which we usually see here for our Lower Mainland winter. So, hailing from Boise, Idaho, Paul Revere and the Raiders were a vital part of the 50s and 60s garage rock scene with hits like Kicks, Humor Me, What's It Gonna Be, and Indian Reservation. The band is still going, and if this is up your alley, they are playing the Red Robinson Theater in Coquitlam in March, so go take a look at that. Do expect, though, that a few Raiders have changed over time. Though Revere himself and a few others have managed to keep going since 1958. But at this point, most of the band actually has about over 30 years' experience dressing up as American revolutionaries, the latest of them only being with them for 28 years. And behind me, more Esquivel. This is The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers for Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. The side projects of Seattle's Fleet Foxes also had a good 2012. Drummer Jay Tillman left the act to start the brilliant Father John Misty, and the debut album marks a definite highlight for the year. And current Foxes Christian Wargo and Casey Westcott met up with Ian and Pierre Murray, and they formed Poor Moon, taking its name from a Canned Heat track. And this upcoming song from their self-titled debut does fit into the solstice mood, though in a vague way. The Fleet Foxes song, actually White Winter Hymnal, stands a bit more prominently for the season, but I've played that before, so we're always about new stuff here. So, for now, upcoming is Poor Moon with Holiday here on CITR Vancouver.
Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time on the radio. If you listen to this show.
After Mark Bolan brought us some glad tidings all the way from 1971, we basked in the joy and wonder of T-Rex with the original 1975 mix of their aborted single Christmas Bop. And both of those bits came from last year's odd EP T-Rexmas, A New Holiday, just for you. And it features an additional song that was beefed up just a little bit, and then some other announcements. It's well worth a look, T-Rexmas, and you can find it on Bandcamp. Otherwise, in the background, this is British light music composer Cedric King Palmer. He normally goes with just his last two names, and this is Holiday Playtime, one of his many things for TV, and was repurposed into shows like Ren and Stimpy, which totally fits in this week's theme here on Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, where it is our fifth annual, highly non-traditional Christmas music episode. Jingle Bell Rock enthusiasts can listen elsewhere, which may be approximately everywhere else. We'll get rowdier here with these next few sets, kicking off with Crocodiles and Dum Dum Girls, of whom a member from each band are married. Like that, dramatic. Both acts had a solid 2012 as the Crocodiles released their third album, Endless Flowers, and Dum Dum Girls released their End of Days EP. Back in 2009, they collaborated together on a seasonal single, so here are Crocodiles and Dum Dum Girls with Merry Christmas, Baby, Please Don't Die.
You're at the dream again about chewing glass and bleeding gums, and naturally I wet myself 4:30. It always happens. Sub bed and slap my own face. I was afraid. International Karate Plus for 8 hours last night. I must have punched, kicked, and otherwise defeated this 80 man. All of them looked inside me. I was afraid. All of them looked just like me. Older, wiser, and sadder. Something tells me.
Promised. This is the A-side to the novelty single by Ebenezer Moog. Behind me, this is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. If we could only smell the transistor tubes warm up and then listen slowly as the Moog went out of tune. Maybe we just heard Nosferatu D2 with Older, Wiser, Sadder. And that's off the 2006 compilation Hark, the Filthy Angels Sing, which is part of a 4-year series of Christmas carols of the indie sort from the UK label Filthy Little Angels, of which you can download all 4 years via their blog and looks to be one single massive zip file. The Nosferatu D2 is a short-lived British act from Croydon and Surrey. Theirs, not ours. They broke up in 2007, but they've been providing unreleased songs to compilations and charities since then, including what I found from last year, which is an anti-Christmas song. Something to consider for another December. We will actually head west of that Surrey over to Liverpool for this next act. Zombina and the Skeletones, tellingly, are part of the horror rock scene. And 10 years ago, they provided this haunted hymn for Puppy Dogs Records' Get Thee Behind Me, Santa, featuring British indie, New York anti-folk, and some other glorious oddities. So this will be Zombina and the Skeletones with Transylvanian Xmas, if you want a little nightmare before Christmas. Here on CITR.
We'll be right back. Wednesday, December 19th, Katara Canada is proud to present the award-winning film Gusong by critically acclaimed Filipino filmmaker Arias Solito. The film will be premiered at 6:30 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Proceeds from the special screening go to Katara's 10-year anniversary production. For more info and tickets, go to kataracanada.jux.com.
Providing the name to the Rodney on Rocks Christmas compilation, part of the LA radio station KROQ's tradition of alternative Yuletide noise, spearheaded by former DJ Rodney Bingenheimer. That was the Ramonas with Santa's Got a GTO. And I thought this was all going to be Zooby Zooby Zoos here, sorry. Can't tell you much about the Ramonas, though that name is used for plenty of all-girl Ramones cover bands, but I believe this Ramonas hailed from San Diego, and the liner notes refer to the song being played for 10 years, so it looks like 1987 is when this version of the Ramonas were kicking around. So behind me, yes, this is more Esquivel, with his loopy take on the Mel Torme standard, The Christmas Song. Chestnuts roasting on a space-age open fire. Let's get into some local compilation mold cider here, starting off with one song from the soundtrack to The Eggnog Experience, which was a 2009 web video series that was filmed here at CITR, but a radio station during a particularly bad December. The city's very own B-Lines provided a festive number, and they're one of the many acts playing Lanaluz this Friday, December 21st, as part of the Kingfisher Blues 5th Anniversary Christmas Party. Along with Slam Dunk, Capital Six, Village, Eek, and Pups, and it seems like Discorder thought Pups was playing before me here, but no, it was just Cascadia and Diane. Sorry for any confusion. And I've derailed that sentence completely. Anyways, Lanaluz, Friday, December 21st. They're going to be joined by the band that we'll hear afterwards, but from the Eggnog Experience, we're going to listen to The B-Lines with I'm Watching TV on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
both those acts we just heard play Land O'Lose this Friday. We first heard the Beelines with I'm Watching TV on Christmas Day. Then we heard Dead Ghosts with Christmas Time. That's off last year's compilation with Bells On from the mighty fine local label Light Organ. Last year I played a track or two from With Bells On, which is home to many great songs by local acts Vancouver, Portage in Maine, The Matinee, and Fake Shark Real Zombie, amongst a host of others. I believe I played Johnny Payne, fantastic song there. Maybe Jody Gledham, not sure. I'm often wrong, so I can always look that up. With Bells On is on iTunes, for those of you near your computers, though I'm going to actually play another track off the compilation later, which is a little bit more icy. Meanwhile, again with the Esquivel here, this is Snowfall. Yet again, off of Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And as I said, it was originally half of a 1959 RCA Victor holiday album. This Renegade Chris Mahana Kwanzaa episode is about to get more soulful after this. From the station here, if you have one of our friends at CITR cards and you are along the drive, this is where you can get some good discounts.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Here's an old wish for the new year. Have a happy new one.
Drop all these toys off. Mrs. Claus! Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers! I gotta go!
Smell the pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores are out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the reindeer, red nose that glow. It's all about the candy canes and Christmas lists. North Pole and that chubby jolly old Saint Nick. The little elves getting busy in Santa Workshop. And how gingerbread men keep their buttons on top. Wooden soldiers and chestnuts roasting like marshmallows. Goodfellas, chocolate pudding, pops and jellos. It's the gift, the cookies and milk on the mantle. The mistletoe that's set from the peppermint candles. That warm French vanilla mean coat with zippers. Bearskin robe, dragon with Versace slippers. Around the fireplace we breathe, shirts are short sleeve. We staying up all night on Christmas Eve.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick. Stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wish.
I see snowmen, snowflakes, cinnamon cakes, sisters and brothers sliding down garbage can covers. Snowball fights, eggnog splash with Hennessy. Bet Christmas is Christmas from New York to Tennessee. The Kris Kringles, the jingling babies, all them late nights rapping gifts driving you crazy. And Jack Frost is outside freezing it up. Got the hood and the goose just to loosen you up. And all the homes is all lit with so many lights. See the trees through the windows, lit it up at night. Gingerbread house, bumping that jingle bell rock. And all the little bad kids get cold with their socks.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping. And ghost knows when you are awake. And I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old ghost face.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick. Stir whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gift. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wits.
To all the merry
Somebody is the giggle fits killer there. From 2008's Ghost Dini the Great, that was the Ghost-Faced Killer with the Ghost-Face Christmas. And since he came from the 36 Chambers, along with the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan, Ghostface actually did help out on the soundtrack to Wu producer RZA's directorial debut, The Man with the Iron Fists. Soundtrack I profiled about 3 weeks ago, perhaps. It's on the podcast, CITR.ca. Ghostface, and RZA. Where was I going with this? Anyways, both Ghostface Killah and RZA had actually completed work on a new album that would have been ready right now, but in lieu of what's been happening with The Man with the Iron Fists, they're going to drop it in February, once all the Iron Fist works are completed. Stoked to hear it, since it also features Adrian Young on it. And he's the guy who provided some of the fantastic music from the Blaxploitation spoof from 2010, or 2009, thereof. Black Dynamite. Dynamite! Dynamite! And that's a well I should totally go back to in light of some new music I found recently. Maybe that will fit in for the CITR Fun Drive coming in March, just to get the right money into the community. But then again, you can always go to CITR.ca and donate if you're feeling generous this time of year. Behind me, this is the legendary organist Old Jimmy Smith, remixed by Ono, and this is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And this appears on the Verve Remixed Christmas compilation from 2008. And we're actually going to hear another track from that compilation after this single from James Brown. And James Brown actually released a lot of social message songs tied into holidays. And they were kind of one-offs. Surprise, actually, there must be an album that compiles them all together. But it's still hard to believe that Godfather of Soul died six Christmases ago, since leaving on the 25th. There was no way to go. From 1970, this is James Brown with I'm Your Christmas Friend, Don't Be Hungry.
The story of Christmas is as old as time itself. So believe me, brothers and sisters, let's not put none of that good soul talent on the shelf. If you've been wearied and lonely and didn't know what to do, come and take a few of these simple lessons from James Brown, me, and you'll feel the same way too. I do the monkey, the mashed potatoes, whenever I'm blue. Don't worry about nothing, get some exercise, and you can do the same thing too. You know the story, on Christmas morn, a sweet little baby boy was born. Don't worry about nothing, 'cause I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Don't worry about nothing, 'cause I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Don't worry about nothing, 'cause I'm your Christmas friend. Don't be hungry, 'cause I'm your friend, I'm your Christmas friend. Hey, listen to me. Don't be hungry. When I'm in need, I dig talent to make my heart bleed. It makes my heart bleed with blood as red as fire. To dance is what makes me say, I don't wanna cry. I got the feeling I'm soaking wet. Get up! I'm in a cold sweat. All right now, all right now, I'm in a cold sweat. I do the monkey, the mashed potatoes, whenever I'm blue. Don't worry about nothing, get some exercise, you can do the same thing too. You know the story, on Christmas morn, a sweet little baby boy was born. Don't worry about nothing, 'cause I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend, I'm your friend. Don't be hungry when I'm in need. I did tell her that makes my heart bleed.
never had much. I now have a treasure, a love too great to measure. I am blessed with happiness, and I'm done.
The original version of that song we just heard appears on her second album, 1964's Broadway Blues Ballads. But that was the Wax Taylor remix of Nina Simone with I Am Blessed, and that also appears on the Verve Remixed Christmas compilation. And behind me, nothing directly Christmas-related, but the name of the act is Frankincense, and this is called Dancing in the Light. At some point, I wrote in my notes that this is from the Chains in Black Exhaust compilation, focusing a lot on black psychedelic rock and whatnot, but it's not matching up the playlist that I saw, and I have no idea where this comes from. So I'm going to play dumb and say yes, it is from Chains and Black Exhaust, but yeah, look up Frankincense, Dance in the Light, for a little bit of funk there. Got 20 minutes left here before the jazz show Gavin Walker kicks off, so we're going to go back to the With Bells On compilation, and this set's going to be a little bit on this sort of like icy glam cold side. And Frederick originally hails from rural BC. He's got a bit of a glam vibe to him. And he actually, apparently on the Light Organ Twitter feed, was a mention that he has a new Christmas track with Fake Shark Real Zombie. But we're going to go back with Bells On, and Frederick's joined here by Placine. So from With Bells On, this is Artificial Christmas here on CITR Vancouver.
Flashing light. everybody knows that you can't buy love with gifts, but I'll love you even better if you buy my fucking lipstick. I could tell you why I feel that this is so obscene, but I might not get the things that you've been promising me. Thank you.
you'll be damned if you're the one that's being collect calls on a cold white Christmas in St. Paul.
It's a cold white Christmas.
It's a cold white Christmas, cold white Christmas.
It's a cold white Christmas in St. Paul.
So everyone in Minneapolis says St. Paul. It is mighty cold. So, that was Digits out of Toronto, but now based in Berlin, joined by Leslie Davis. And that was Cold White Christmas. I think that's a Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone cover. But, without listening to the original, I couldn't really tell you. In the background, we have a little bit more Esquivel here. More of a Zoo 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 type version of Blue Christmas. And if you're curious about finding a copy of Digits there with Cold White Christmas, it appears also on the Ho 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 Canada 3 compilation organized by the Best Line of Best Fit. Also features tracks by The Evaporators, Malajub, Apollo Ghosts. They also include some Christmas music by Lake and Forest, Wooden Sky. I do see Calarissa there with a great Finnish one there. Al Tuck, Artur Djedzinski, and The Wilderness of Manitoba. So go look for that. Anyways, we have 10 minutes left, and I am super ambitious, and there's still things we have to do, but of course, the show after me will be having its own holiday stuff. So stay tuned for this.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
So many toys to build. The machines are kind of tricky. Probably someone will be killed. But we gladly work for nothing,
which is good because we don't intend to pay.
The elves are back to work today.
Hooray!
We have just a couple hours to make several billion gifts. And the labor isn't easy.
Then you'll all work triple shifts. You can make the job go quicker if you turn up the controls to super speed.
It's back to work on Xmas Eve.
Hooray!
And though your cold and sore and ugly, your pride will mask the pain.
Let my happy smile warm your heart. There's a toy lodged in my brain.
We are getting awfully tired, and we can't work any faster, and we're very, very sorry.
Why, you selfish little bastards, do you want the kids to think that Santa's just a crummy, empty-handed jerk?
Yeah.
Then shut your yaps and back to work.
Now it's very nearly Xmas, and we've done the best we could.
These toy soldiers are poorly painted,
and they're made from inferior wood.
I should give you all a beating, but I really have to fly. If I weren't stuck here frozen, I'd harpoon you in the eye.
Now it's back into our tenements to drown ourselves in rye.
You did the best you could, I guess, and some of these gorillas are okay.
Hooray! They're adequate.
The elves are rescued Xmas Day. Hooray!
I love that episode. From Futurama, featuring Billy West there, Katie Sagal, and John DiMaggio, who, both those last ones we probably better know from Sons of Anarchy and Adventure Time. That was the song for the Xmas Elves from the episode A Tale of Two Santas. And behind me, this is Stephen Merritt with Green Sleeves off his soundtrack to the 2002 independent film Eben and Charlie. And Stephen Merritt's main act, the Magnetic Fields, released a fine album earlier this year, Love at the Bottom of the Sea. All right, so we're going to listen to two songs so quick that right now I have to sort of talk about Danny Elfman And the soundtracks he released in 2012 include Dark Shadows, Men in Black 3, Frankenweenie, The Silver Linings Playbook, Hitchcock, and Promised Land, with some work for Sam Raimi coming up in the coming year. But we're going to go back all the way to 1990 for his work for Edward Scissorhands. So this is Danny Elfman with Ice Dance.
Thank you.
Wasn't that like treacle? It's like you binged on fruitcake and poured yourself a glass of molasses there. That was from the Bond film, Honor Majesty's Secret Service, from 1969, but it also appears on the Best of Bond. James Bond, 50 years, 50 tracks. Compilation came out just a few months ago. So was Nina, along with John Barry providing the orchestra there with Do You Know How Christmas Trees Are Grown? And this is actually Eric Winstone's version in the background here from his 1973 album Plays 007. And this, the lyrics were provided by Hal David. Wrote hundreds upon hundreds of songs, and he actually passed away earlier this year as well, too. In the past episode did profile some of his songs as well. Anyways, it's 9 o'clock. That's it for Explode Again Movies this week. Coming up in seconds, Gavin is hovering over me here. Pray for me. It's the last jazz show of the year with the irrepressible Gavin Walker. And he'll guide you in midnight. And then that will be it for the CITR humanly programmed day until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Pickin. Don't worry, Gavin will be back in 2013, assuming the Mayans were wrong. But have they been proven wrong before? If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via CITR.ca. They changed how the schedule works now, or schedule. So it's better probably click on the podcasts link and look under E for Exploding Head Movies. Despite the fact I always acronym it as an X, but whatever. It's there. The podcast gets updated first, but then Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, and Google Plus get updated. But you can always email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week it will be Christmas Eve, and that's the day that the Finns observe the Christ child's birth. So I will be away. So I'm going to leave the station's hands with autopilot. And that means 2 weeks from now, as long as I can get into the station on New Year's Eve, I will bring you the annual Best Music of the Year episode with a likely profile on the soundtrack from Quentin Tarantino's latest film, due later this week, and that will be Django Unchained. And since there's no show before mine, I will be starting early, so expect a deluxe size mess before the clock strikes 12. Whoa, that was early. Before the clock strikes 12 on 2012. And we're going to give a proper farewell from the final recording that Juan Garcia Esquivel ever made, which I will pause and go back. And this was a bonus track to his 1996 Merry Xmas from the Space Age Bachelor Pad. And here he is wishing adios over Auld Lang Syne, and at which point Gavin's going to come here. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Season greetings, super solstice, and special Saturnalia. And with any luck, you'll see me a couple hours before 2013 starts. Maybe.
Thanks so much for coming. Muchas gracias. It's been my pleasure to host this holiday happening. I hope you had a wonderful time. Don't be a stranger. Stop by again. Well, I must attend to getting a space shuttle to get some of our borracho amigos on a safe journey home. May you have a fabulous and festive holiday season. Until next time, adios.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor.